And Rory, first victory in the championship, and that was a big hurdle to get over today. It's a real, real Ulster championship tackle.
Big hurdle to get over for sure, Ash. It was always going to be a massive test, you know. Us and Throne, we've obviously huge rivalry over the last number of years, and I thought they put up a great display, and it was just great to get out the other end.
What the sort of game you expected here today, Rory?
I think that was exactly what we expected, you know. Nobody for 1 minute thought it was going to be any different. There was going to be very little between the two teams, and that was the way it panned out.
If we look at the game in the first half, he's got off to a real blitz of a start, leading by four points to nil, and I suppose the running game was working, but then Tyrone started to ease their way into it.
Oh, they did. Look, they got the goal, and that gave them a massive start, you know, in rebuilding the four-point lead, and that gave them momentum, and I thought Tyrone played very well after that.
Joseph Michael's men were combining very much in the first half. You'd call him with a couple of points, and Martin McElhaney with 1-2, and Christie with 2 points as well. I think they scored 1-6, was it, the 1-8 at half-time?
Ah, look, they're three great players, you know, three big men as well, and great, you know, to see all three going well. You know, Martin, you know, has established himself in the team this year. We're delighted with him, and I was over the moon with Colm and Christy. You know, they defy years, and they defy, you know, the amount of time they've been put into it, and their enthusiasm at training sort of paid off here today.
And then when Tyrone went in front then in the first half, Rory, I suppose the character was tested, and he's ended the half well.
Ah, yeah, it was good probably to go in ahead of half time when Tyrone looked as if they had the momentum, but probably didn't kick on then the start of the second half when they grinded out again.
And a real, real tough encounter then took place in the second half. Real, real championship football. I know there wasn't many scores on it, but it was a big battle. And I suppose you just were edging it in patches there, Roy.
Oh, we were edging it in patches. But look, that's the nature of us in Tyrone. It was always going to be, we get a few scores, they get a few scores. But I was delighted with the response.
Yeah. And now, of course, safely into a quarter-final against Armagh. You get the guys now refocused, I suppose, as you regroup tomorrow night.
Yeah, look, we had a wee recovery tomorrow night, and then they're back to the club championship next weekend. I think it's good for them to go back. You know, they've been with us for a sustained period of time now, so we bit of, I won't say they'll unwind as such, but they'll go back to their club mates, and then we'll take them back in after that.
I suppose you'll be hoping that they'll all come safely through this club championship next weekend.
Well, they're safely through that there today. I'd imagine they get through next weekend.
Is that the sort of tie then you're going to expect when you go to the athletic grounds?
Summer. Would expect so.
And just mention Michael Murphy just before we finished. He kicked three monster scores towards the end there, and he was a huge impact player in those final 10 minutes. For you, Rory.
Well, Michael, I think everybody knows what sort of player he is. He's a massive player, so he is. And, you know, in big games, he comes up with big moments, and I suppose we kind of take it for granted at this stage.
Rory, well done today.
Thanks, Ashley.